In the name of the Father, and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The passage of this Blessed Sunday, as we just heard, is the famous miracle that's mentioned only in the Gospel of St. John about the resurrection of Lazarus. And there are many lessons we can reflect on in this passage, but I will focus on one thing today related to the order that the Lord gave to Lazarus. He told him, Lazarus, come forth. And when we ask ourselves, whom was the Lord talking to? Lazarus was not definitely in the grave. What was in the grave is a decayed body. So this decayed body cannot listen. So by looking into this, we know that the Lord was calling upon Lazarus to come from Hades. So we can see here how the Lord, only by giving a mere order, three words, his words went to Hades, was heard by Lazarus, freed Lazarus from the chains of the place that he was at, being taken captive by the devil, as was the case with any of the living beings by then. Not only so, but bringing him back to his body and giving an order to the body to be reconstructed, and then he would be able to come out as the Lord ordered. Just by a mere order, by the voice of the Lord, all of these things took place. And if this is how the case with the voice of the Lord and His sound, what He can do with it, then sometimes we wonder how it is hard for us to hear His voice. How it is sometimes like something that we keep wondering and keep asking ourselves, why God is not talking, why I cannot hear Him. So today we'll talk about the voice of God. How can we discern His voice? How can we know His will? Also, we'll talk about the hindrances to hear His voice. And last, we'll talk about how to hear God's voice. First of all, discerning the voice of God. We live in a world where we hear many things, and we are so much distracted with the things we hear. Even sometimes we are confused when we hear, is this God talking to me, or this is maybe the devil, the enemy of all goodness? In order for us to spot and to be able to distinguish the word of God, we have to understand a few things. The first principle here is, God's voice and His will towards me will always agree with His general will revealed in the Holy Bible. God will never speak to me about something that I can find is not matching His general will for every human being. Sometimes people say that God spoke to me and in a way He agreed with me that it's better for me to stay at home, not to come to the church and being like offended by people around me. And if you ask this person where this is mentioned in the Bible, the person might tell us that, oh, this is something that's between me and God. I just heard Him talking to me this way. God will never give an order to anybody that's against His general will. So let us agree on this. Whatever I think that I am hearing is not matching what is written in the scripture, then I am deceived. The second principle to discern the voice of God is His voice will call upon me to advance in the way of salvation. God will never give me an instruction or guide me or speak in my conscience or in my heart so I would be doing something that will not get me ahead on the way of salvation. A person who receives maybe an invitation to or like a job offer to work on Sunday, he has no time for church whatsoever. He cannot say that this is God's will. God spoke to me and said, just accept it because this is the only way for you to survive. God will never, ever speak to any human being telling him that you abandon your faith, abandon your worship in order for you to make more money. So again, whatever God is going to talk to me about will definitely make me to advance in the way of salvation. Sometimes even we give advice to one another and these advices might not be the best. A person who is troubled, his friends will tell him, maybe God wants you to have some kind of entertainment. Go to some of these places that they offer unclean shows, and then this is something maybe will help you for a while. It is not from God, definitely, that we hear something like this. God will never say something or tell someone to speak in my heart about an action that will hinder my salvation. To discern God's voice also, His voice may rebuke, yet it spreads comfort and hope within me. It's not surprising that even sometimes the devil himself rebukes us for our sins. We maybe not imagine this, but this is the truth. But what is the difference between the Holy Spirit rebuking us and the devil himself, the enemy, rebuke us for our sin? When the Spirit of God will rebuke me, He will give me always hope. And His rebuke will be gentle and will be very specific. And He will give me the way to come back so I can repent and receive God's comfort. On the other hand, when I hear a voice in my head says to me that you are a bad person, no matter what, you are always guilty, God will never forgive you, and there is no way for you to be accepted by Him, this is not from God, because this is going to spread the spirit of despair, will make me feel like there is no way for me to be saved. Always God's voice will be comforting. One time, one of the monks, it's in the Paradise of the Fathers, who's standing and praying, and then the devil took a form of an angel and appeared to him and started telling him how good he is, and he wanted to praise him. So this monk was able to discern that this is not an angel just by feeling troubled. He said that if this is from God, I would feel comforted, but why your voice is spreading some kind of confusion and feeling of unease in my heart? Just by this kind of feeling, he was able to discern. God's voice will always bring comfort. If anything that I hear or I'm convinced is from God is not getting me there, then it is not from God. Also, His voice will be steady and louder by time. We all wake up in the morning sometimes having some kind of a plan that we want to pursue. How I would know if this is from God or not? Choosing something like a big decision in my life, which career I pursue, which city I live in, which person I marry, should I marry or should I be called to anything else? All of these, how can I know where is God's voice? God will always, His voice will be loud and will be steady, and by time it gets stronger and stronger. If it is today, it is so loud in my head that I would pursue something, and tomorrow it is different, and tomorrow I don't remember it, maybe this is not from God. Also, to discern God's voice will never contradict the church's teaching of the Holy Bible. The church teaches us, for example, something about fasting. We need to fast and observe a fast. This is what the Lord Christ said, His disciples did, and also the church lived by. If today I say or I hear to myself, or I tell myself that, okay, I heard people saying that fasting is not good, and I feel inside me that God is telling me that fasting will not be helpful to my spiritual well-being, definitely this is not from God. God's voice will never contradict the teaching of the church and her interpretation of the Bible. So these rules we should be always mindful with whenever we are to discern what we hear, is this from God or not. What are some of the hindrances to hear God's voice? If God's voice can reach to Hades, why it cannot get to me? Number one, sometimes we are not familiar with it. I cannot discern His voice because I am not familiar with what He can say. Being away from the Bible will get me always to be unfamiliar with God, His will, His way, how He thinks, how He organized things. The more I spend time with the Bible, the more I can discern His voice. Saint John the Beloved, he was close to the Lord. He was very familiar with Him. When the Lord appeared to the disciples at the Lake of Tiberias after the resurrection, it was dawn time. The disciples were not able to see who is this man talking to them at the shore, asking them to lay their nets to the right side of the boat. But after they got the fish, immediately Saint John was able to discern, this is the Lord. Why? He was the closest person to Him, the one that's mostly familiar with His voice. Not being familiar with God's voice will make me always confused about if He's talking to me or not. Another thing is when we lack faith or reject His will, I do not want to hear. I already made up my mind, so whatever you tell me, I'm not really happy with it. So even if God speaks, this is not going to get me I will not be able to hear it. One time I was speaking with a person who defined himself as an atheist, and I told him, what would make you to believe? He said that if God comes from heaven now and stand before me and speaks to me and say that I am God, I will believe that God exists. And I told him, I don't think even if this will happen, you will believe. The idea here is I reject him. I don't want this. Sometimes when we go to our father of confession and say that you need to forgive, let go, we don't like it. And we try to find another advice that can match the status of my heart. By doing this, I am rejecting God's voice. I do not want to listen. Then it will be difficult for me to really hear it. Another reason which is a hindrance to hear God's voice is being angry with God. When we are angry with Him, it implies that I don't trust Him. I don't think that He is doing what is best for me. When I'm angry with God, I cannot listen. Sometimes when we lose something that's too dear or precious to us, and we need comfort, and at the same time we're angry at God, who is the God of all comfort, then we say that I cannot be comforted. Why? Maybe because I am the one who is keeping comfort away from me. I'm angry with Him, and I do not like whatever He is doing with me and my life. Sometimes we do not hear God's voice because I rejected the messenger. I don't like the person. And then whatever this person is saying, simply I will deny it. Christ, when He was talking about the Pharisees and the scribes, even though they were corrupt, He instructed the people to still listen to them. Yes, they were not the best people to learn from them, but whatever they said, the Lord instructed, listen, do it, and don't imitate their actions. There is a story, a famous story that I mentioned many times to you about King Ahab, who had one of the prophets in his time. His name is Micaiah. Micaiah was the man of God. Ahab did not like him. When Ahab asked him, should I go to war? And then Micaiah said, no, you should not. And because Ahab did not like Micaiah, he rejected his advice and counsel. He was rejecting God's voice simply because I didn't like the messenger. I don't like you, then whatever you say is something that I really am not going to take it seriously. Another hindrance to hearing God's voice also is stubbornness. Stubbornness is described in the Bible as an idol worship. Stubbornness is that I trust my way of thinking even more than God Himself. Maybe we cannot say it this way as frank as I am mentioning it now, but this is the case. We have many examples of the Bible. People were so stubborn. That's why they rejected God's voice. One of them, the first example, was Cain. When God Himself came to speak to him and warning him against this kind of hatred in his heart and how this is going to lead him to commit a crime, Cain rejected God's voice. Another example was Saul, the king, the first king of Israel, how this man in his stubbornness also, he rejected God's advice. He rejected the command given to him from Samuel the prophet. Another hindrance to hearing God's voice is trusting personal wisdom more than God. An example here is Jonah. Jonah the prophet, even though he was a good man, but he trusted his own opinion about whom he should preach to. So when God told him, go to the Ninevites, the Gentiles, he did not like it. Because I don't like it, then I'm not going to commit to it. And we know the rest of the story. How many times we hear God is saying something and we believe that we have a different opinion. And I think this is not exactly what God wants for me. Many, many people, when they pray and say, let your will be done, they hesitate. They think twice. And in their heart and mind, they say, God, you know what? I said it by my tongue, but I don't mean it. I want you to do what I want. It's so hard that we say it and we mean it. Your will be done. And this, when this is the case, sometimes we are not able to hear God's voice. The seventh hindrance to hearing God's voice is the life of sin. If I'm indulged in a sinful life, it's very hard for God's voice to come to me. Adam used to be like familiar with God's voice, happy to hear Him. But when he committed sin, he started to hide. And when God asked him, where are you? He said to him, I heard your voice and I hid myself. Why are you hiding? Because I committed a sin. Your voice now is troubling to me. Another example also at the time of Eli the priest. It is mentioned that because this man and his children, like they made the priesthood to be a stumbling block for the people, God's voice was so rare. God's word was unheard at that time because of the sinful life that Israel was at. Another person, another example is Samson. Samson going to Delilah and another woman and another woman. We wonder, Samson, why you were not able to discern God's voice? And the answer was, the life of indulgence and lust that I was leading masked my hearing and masked my mind as well. The last point is how to hear God's voice. The first principle here is that we hear God's voice in personal retreat and quiet time. That's why we live in a time that everything is so loud. The world around us is so noisy. Even now, we dread quietness. If one of us is like having an opportunity to sit by himself for 5 minutes, immediately we'll run to the phone and get something to talk around us. Because we cannot tolerate stillness and quietness. And when this happens, it's so hard that we can hear God's voice. The second way for us to be able to hear God's voice is that when we are patient, to wait. God will never talk because I want Him to talk now. He will talk and He will let me know what I am asking Him. But when is up to Him, cannot rush it. Many things in life we cannot rush them. One of them is when God is going to talk. The story of Job tells us about how this man suffered. And he kept talking and talking and talking. And he wants God to answer and answer now. And I'm so troubled. Why are you not answering me? And God waited for him until he got so tired. And then became calm. And God started to respond to him. If I want to hear God's voice, I have to be patient. Give time to God to answer in the time that He sees fitting. We hear God's voice also with attentiveness and a spiritual mind. Sometimes He does talk, but I am not attentive. He tells me this is wrong, you should not proceed. And this advice can come from people around me, can come from my spiritual father, can come even from a church reading, but I do not want, I'm not attentive. And I keep wondering, why He's not talking, why He's not answering, why He's not telling me what He wants. Actually, in reality, He is talking and He is revealing His will, but I am not paying attention. How many times this happens to us in the church? We come and during the time of the reading or the time of the sermon, I am busy on my phone. And then I say that, why I'm not listening to God's voice? If I'm not listening to what is read at the church, why I should bother to know what God is trying to tell me? He's not going to answer you through your Facebook, through your phone. Another way to hear God's voice is also when we come to Him with openness. Openness means I accept anything. Maybe this is against what I think is good, is right, but I am open to take whatever you say. Here it needs a great deal of obedience and rejection of personal will. St. Paul, he had an opinion about to whom he should preach. He thought it is better for me to preach to the Jews. I am a Pharisee. I know the Old Testament very well. They will listen to me. The Lord has another opinion. No, you go to the Gentiles. Also, we find this again with Jonah. He wants to do the Jews, and God wants him to go to Nineveh. Being open will make me to be able to hear. But if I have my mind closed on a certain way, no matter whatever God says, I will reject it. No, this is not God speaking. No, this is not Him. I will change my father of confession. I will find whatever I am looking for. This is not the case. It should not be this our pursuit. We want to know His will, hearing His voice, not hearing ourselves speaking and deceiving ourselves that it's God talking to us. To hear God's voice, we have to approach Him with submission and humility. Your will be done. What do you want me to do? This is the question that St. Paul came to realize when he met with the Lord Jesus on his way to Damascus. What do you want me to do? I encourage all of you, And I tell this to myself, that whenever you pray every day, ask this question to the Lord with the spirit of submission. What do you want me to do today? Many times when we stand before God, we talk and we let Him know what we want over and over and over and over. In very few occasions, we take the time to say to Him, what do you want me to do? Maybe actually this will change my life, will lead me differently, will give me peace. This is the way we should be able to discern God's voice when we come to Him with a spirit of submission and humility, trusting that He is all wise, He is all loving. May the Lord, who granted Lazarus to hear His voice, to raise him from the dead, to do the same with us, to get His voice to our ears and our hearts and our minds, so we respond and we receive life. To Him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.